Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with some upcoming performances with Duke Performances. For any ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. On Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium, Imani Wins will be performing. Tickets for this performance are $26 to $32. $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. The Boston Globe calls Imani Wins the leading wind quintet in America. These classical virtuoso make it their mission to expand the repertoire for their ensemble by both composing and arranging for themselves and by commissioning composers from a variety of genres to write for the classical wind quintet. In this program, the ensemble shows off its considerable skill with Heater Villa-Lobos's quintet in form de choros, which shapes the street songs of the composer's youth in Brazil, using the modernist tones of his training in 1920s Paris. The ensemble shines in new works by two composers who come from the world of jazz. Danilo Perez's Travelogue, his native Panama, and MacArthur genius Jason Moran's Creole-flavored celebration of his family's proud history in rural Louisiana. Again, Imani Wins will be performing Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. The Hilliard Ensemble will be performing Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Tickets are $18 to $32, again $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. This is a general admission with limited reserved seating. The Globe and Mail calls the Hilliard Ensemble, quote, without a doubt one of the finest vocal ensembles in the world. Early music specialists, the Hilliard's four exquisite male voices will be accentuated by the lustrous acoustics of Duke Chapel as they sing masterpieces of early music, including great works by the French composer Periton, who wrote some of the earliest polyphony, and by the later Franco-Flemish visionary Josquin Desprez. What sets the Hilliard Ensemble apart from other groups is its perpetual questing for new material. This can include a lesser-known Renaissance composer like Josquin's disciple Fevin through his charming chanson Petite Camisette, or modern composers like the Briars or Part, who adopt the Renaissance styles. In Hilliard's performance, 600-year-old pieces sound fresh and world premieres sound like enduring classics. Again, the Hilliard Ensemble will be performing Tuesday, January 21st at 8 p.m. at the Duke Chapel. Coming up on Thursday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater, Luciana Souza, featuring Lionel Luke and Giorgio Moret, will be performing. Tickets for this performance are $34 to $42, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Brazilian-born jazz vocalist Luciana Souza, quote, sounds like Astrid Gilberto channeling Nina Simone, says the San Francisco Chronicle. That combination of luminous voice and arresting presence won her a Grammy Award in 2008 and captivated audiences at a sold-out Duke Performances concert in 2008 and in 2010. Souza's return to Durham features star turns from two alumni of Herbie Hancock's band, West African guitarist Lionel Luke, whom Hancock praised as a musical painter, and Swiss harmonica genius Gregor Moret, the heir apparent to Toots Thielemans. Together with Souza, their melodic interplay will make for a dazzling night of music. Again, Luciana Souza will be performing Thursday, January 23rd at 8 p.m. at the Reynolds Industries Theater. One more time for ticket information or for more information about any of these performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Have some upcoming performances at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC as it's known. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in Durham. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-680-2787. Patti LaBelle will be performing January 11th at 8 p.m. at DPAC, an intimate evening with a legendary diva. Backed by popular demand, Grammy Award winner Patti LaBelle will grace the DPAC stage again on January 11th. Her last performance at DPAC was a sold-out show in April of 2012. This show is presented in partnership with the Dome Group. Patti LaBelle's Facebook page states, quote, "A diva is someone who is a perfectionist, who does her best in her craft. No truer words have been spoken about her. Whatever Patti LaBelle does, she does it with soul. She is a two-time Grammy Award-winning singer, a New York Times best-selling author, and a three-time Emmy Award-nominated actress. Patti LaBelle is widely regarded as the queen of rock and soul music. She has spent over 50 years in the music industry and is best known for her hit songs, including the groundbreaking Lady Marmalade, as well as When You Talk About Love, New Attitude, and her duet with Michael McDonald, On My Own." Again, Patti LaBelle will be performing at DPAC January 11th at 8 p.m. As with all performances at DPAC, all guests will require a ticket regardless of age. Children under the age of 5 are not allowed at most DPAC performances, including the Broadway, concert, and comedy shows. Children must be able to sit quietly in their own seats without disturbing other guests. Also, sales to most events at DPAC are restricted to residents of North Carolina. Residency will be based on credit card billing addresses. Orders by residents outside of North Carolina will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside of the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of the approved sales area, you can still purchase tickets by calling DPAC at 919-680-2787. Also coming up at DPAC, the Broadway show Once will be performed January 21st through the 26th. The winner of every Best Musical Award in New York, winner of 8 2012 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Once is a truly original Broadway experience. Featuring an impressive ensemble of actor-musicians who play their own instruments on stage, Once tells the enchanting tale of a Dublin street musician who's about to give up on his dream when a beautiful young woman takes a sudden interest in his haunting love songs. As the chemistry between them grows, his music soars to powerful new heights, but their unlikely connection turns out to be deeper and more complex than your everyday romance. Emotionally captivating and theatrically breathtaking, Once draws you in from the very first note and never lets go. It's an unforgettable story about going for your dreams, not living in fear, and the power of music to connect us all. There is a content advisory for these performances. Parental guidance is suggested. This show contains material that parents may find unsuitable for younger children. The event dates and times: Tuesday, January 21st, 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, January 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, January 23rd, 7:30 p.m. Friday, January 24th, 8 p.m. Saturday, January 25th, 2 p.m. and again at 8 p.m. And Sunday, January 26th, 1 p.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. For more information or to purchase tickets, once again, you can call DPAC at 919-680-2787. Have some upcoming performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street, and that's in downtown Raleigh. Phone number to purchase tickets or for more information about these performances, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Shatner's World, We Just Live in It, will be performed January 12th at the Memorial Auditorium. Television and movie legend William Shatner will bring his one-man show, Shatner's World, We Just Live in It, to Raleigh. The 90-minute show will take the audiences on a hilarious and often poignant voyage through Shatner's life and career. From Shakespearean stage actor to internationally known icon, known as much for his unique persona as for his expansive body of work. VIP tickets are available for $152, and that will include a meet-and-greet and photo opportunity with William Shatner. The showtime for this is 7:30 p.m., again on January 12th, and ticket prices range from $32 to $152. Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott will be performing on January 18th at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Two outstanding musicians will perform side-by-side in Raleigh for one night only. Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott released a collaborative project last year, and they are currently working on a new studio album, Memories and Moments, due out in September. Last year's project, We're Usually a Lot Better Than This, is a live album that was recorded over the course of two gigs at the Grey Eagle in Asheville. Scott and O'Brien are old friends who met in a lobby of a Nashville music company 15 years ago and first played together at a picking party thrown by Sam Bush. We're Usually a Lot Better Than This features songs by both Scott and O'Brien, plus a generous portion of covers. Town Van Zandt's White Freightliner Blues, Lefty Frizzell's Mom and Dad's Waltz, Hank Williams' House of Gold, Gordon Lightfoot's Early Morning Rain, and Keith Whitley's You Don't Have to Move That Mountain. Save the date to catch O'Brien and Scott sharing the stage in Raleigh, again January 18th at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Opera Theater, and ticket prices for this performance range from $27 to $35. Also coming up at the Fletcher Opera Theater, Pinkalicious the Musical, and that will run from January 22nd to February 2nd. And this is part of the Storybook Theater series benefiting Marble's Kids Museum. Pinkalicious loves pink and wants everything in her life to be pink. Her dream is to radiate pink. After overindulging in pink cupcakes, she wakes up pink. She is thrilled to be pink and have her dreams come true. Her parents take her to the doctor, and she is diagnosed with pinkytitis. On the way home, Pinkalicious plays at the playground, but is attacked by birds and bees when she is mistaken for a pink flower. Her best friend doesn't even recognize her as she is camouflaged in the garden. At home, she eats another cupcake, and the next morning she wakes up red and develops pink eye pinkytitis, where she can only see the color pink. Now she must do something to fix her predicament. She bravely follows the doctor's orders to eat green food. Due to her new resolve, Pinkalicious is transformed back to normal. Pinkalicious has learned self-control and to be careful what you wish for. Her brother, on the other hand, has eaten the last cupcake, turns pink, and shouts with glee, "Pinkaboo!" This is a tale based on the popular book by Victoria Kahn and Elizabeth Kahn. Pinkalicious the Musical is about learning the power of self-control and the importance of moderation. VIP tickets include top price seat locations plus a goodie bag, and the goodie bags should be picked up prior to the show in the lobby. Children 1 and above will require a ticket. The price ranges for this performance is $14 to $37. On the show times, January 22nd, it's at 10:30 a.m., January 23rd, 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., January 24th, 6:30 p.m., January 25th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., January 26th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., January 29th, 10:30 a.m., January 30th, 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., January 31st, 6:30 p.m., February 1st, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., and finally February 2nd, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. For more information about any of these performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, or to purchase tickets, that number one more time is 919-996-8700. We have a couple of performances coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. To purchase tickets or for more information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Tracy Morgan will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club January 3rd at 8 and 10:15 p.m., January 4th, 8 and 10:15 p.m., and January 5th at 7 p.m. Tracy Morgan played a wild and unpredictable movie star, Tracy Jordan, in NBC's three-time Emmy Award-winning 30 Rock, a workplace comedy where the workplace exists behind the scenes of a live variety show. Morgan was nominated for an Emmy in 2009 for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Comedy Series for his role. In addition to his five individual NAACP Image Award nominations, Morgan, along with 30 Rock cast, won a 2009 Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Comedy Series. The last few years have been busy for Morgan as he balanced between 30 Rock and a busy movie career where he also continuing to travel the country for stand-up. With comedy always being his foundation, Morgan has begun tackling dramas and independent films. In 2010, he starred alongside Al Pacino and Channing Tatum in the crime thriller The Son of No One, which received Sundance Film Festival honors. Why Stop Now was also an official selection at Sundance. Morgan has also had the opportunity to be part of some of the most successful animated films in recent years. In 2009, his animation debut lending his voice for Jerry Bruckheimer's G-Force, a combination live-action CG film. The film opened number one in the U.S. box office and was celebrated by audiences worldwide. In 2011, he starred as the bulldog Louise in the colorful and lively film Rio. Another milestone for Morgan was reached in 2009 with the release of his first book, a compilation of studied anecdotes and some of the more serious moments that shaped him and his career, entitled I Am the New Black. He also headlined the famed New York Comedy Festival, which featured acclaimed comedians, including Bill Maher, Andy Samberg, and Patton Oswalt, among others. Lastly, Morgan rounded out his list of great comedic achievements with his first HBO special, Black and Blue. As a stand-up comic who has headlined across the country, Morgan was first introduced to television audiences in his role as Hustleman on the hit comedy series Martin. He went on to join Saturday Night Live in 1996, where he appeared for 7 seasons and created such memorable characters as Astronaut Jones and Brian Fellows. Again, Tracy Morgan will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club January 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Also coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, January 9th through the 11th, is Jim Norton. Jim Norton has emerged as one of the most versatile, unique voices in comedy. He is a 2-time New York Times best-selling author, sells out theaters nationwide as a stand-up comedian, is a regular contributor on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, and guest on The Late Night with David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, Fox Red Eye, Hannity, Joy Behar, Chelsea Lately, The Burn with Jeff Ross, Inside Amy Schumer, The Digilink Offensive, Totally Biased with W. Camus Bell, Celebrity Ghost Stories, and others. Jim is also the third mic on the popular Opie and Anthony radio show, does a nightly music show, Obsessed, on Ozzy's Boneyard, and hosts his own weekly advice show, The Jim Norton Show, where people call in for advice on sex, relationships, addiction, and comedy. He has appeared as an actor in numerous TV series and feature films. On August 23, 2013, Jim's third-hour stand-up special, American Degenerate, premiered on EPIX. His second-hour stand-up special, Please Be Offended, premiered on EPIX on June 30, 2012, and was the highest-rated comedy special premiere in the network's history. His first-hour special, Monster Rain, premiered on HBO in 2007. In December of 2012, Jim released his fourth stand-up comedy album, No Baby For You. His third album, Despicable, was released in 2011 and debuted at number 2 on the Billboard comedy charts. His other 2 recent comedy albums, Yellow Discipline and Trinkets I Own Made from Gorilla Hands, was released in 2002 and 2003. Jim is also the creator of the wildly successful Antisocial Comedy Tour franchise, which brings together Jim's headliner comedy friends on the same stage for stand-up shows. Both of Jim's books, I Hate Your Guts and Happy Endings, The Tales of a Meaty-Breasted Zilch, released by Simon & Schuster, spent several weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. The books are a collection of Jim's personal journal entries, raunchy sex stories, embarrassing star sightings, and pathetic childhood memories, all told in Jim's honest, introspective voice. Enchanted by stand-up comedy at age 12 when he saw Richard Pryor's special Richard Pryor live in concert, Jim wound up in rehab at 17, dropped out of high school the next year, then started signing up for open mic nights at local bars when he was 21. Again, Jim Norton will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club January 9th through the 11th. And for more information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. We have some upcoming performances at the Carolina Theater. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number for more information about these performances or to purchase tickets is 919-560-3030. Drew Carey will be performing Saturday, January 11th at the Carolina Theater at 8 p.m. This performance is for mature audiences only, and no one under the age of 16 will be admitted. Drew Carey is a stand-up comic turned actor and producer who has had the distinction of having 2 hit shows simultaneously. The long-running comedy The Drew Carey Show, which ran from 1995 to 2004, and the improv sketch show Whose Line Is It Anyway, on which he was the host and a producer. The success of that show led to the creation of Drew Carey's Improv All-Stars, an improv troupe that performs in showrooms across the country. In July 2007, Carey was named the host of The Price is Right, succeeding longtime host Bob Barker. While in the Marine Reserves, his military buzz cut and black wide-rimmed glasses became part of his trademark look. He began his successful career as a comedian in April of 1986 at the Cleveland Comedy Club. One of his first big breaks was competing on Star Search in 1988. In 1991, Carey landed a spot on HBO's 14th annual Young Comedian special and appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Carey landed his own television development deal at Disney, which led to an opportunity for Carey to co-star in the series The Good Life. Carey also had the opportunity to work with Bruce Helford, who was a consulting writer on that series, and hired Carey as a staff writer for The Gabby Hoffman Show. The experience led the two of them to decide to co-create a series for Carey. Again, Drew Carey will be performing at the Carolina Theater Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater, Betty Levitt will be performing Thursday, January 16th at 8 p.m. Two-time Grammy nominee Betty Levitt is no mere singer. Betty is an interpreter of the highest order. Whether the song originated as country, rock, pop, jazz, or blues, when she gets through with it, it is pure R&B. She gets inside a song and shapes and twists it to convey all the emotion that can be wrought from the lyric. She was born Betty Jo Haskins on January 29, 1946, in Muskegon, Michigan. Unlike many of her contemporaries, Betty did not get her start in the church, but was weaned on the country and western and R&B records of the time that were playing on the jukebox in her parents' living room. In 1962, at the age of 16, she became Betty Levitt. Her first single was My Man, He's a Loving Man on Atlantic Records. The record charted at number 7 on the R&B charts and put her on her first national tour with Benny King, Clyde McFader, and other Atlantic stars at the time. She continued recording throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s, including stints on ATCO, Epic, and Motown. She worked alongside Charles Honey Coles and Cab Calloway in the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Bubbling Brown Sugar in the role of Sweet Georgia Brown. 2012 marked her 50th year in show business. It also saw the release of both a new album, Thankful and Thoughtful, and her autobiography, A Woman Like Me. The book is currently being developed as a feature film by producing partners John Wells and Alicia Keys Company. At President Obama's personal request, she also performed at the prestigious annual Ford's Theater Gala in Washington, D.C. Betty is one of the very few of her contemporaries who were recording during the birth of soul music in the 60s and is still creating vital recordings today, as opposed to resting on her laurels and recreating sounds of the past. To quote Levitt, "And still I rise." Again, Betty Levitt will be performing at the Carolina Theater Thursday, January 16th at 8 p.m. For ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call the Carolina Theater at 919-560-3030. It's time for a couple of upcoming performances through Pinecone. Tony Williams' Sound of the American Mandolin will be performed at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History on Sunday, January 12th. The North Carolina Museum of History is located at 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. A note, this Music of Carolina series attracts overflow crowds. This concert will be free and open to the public, but the museum will issue free tickets to this performance on a first-come, first-served basis the day of the show. Tickets will be available at the table outside of the auditorium at 2 p.m., and the doors will open at 2:45 p.m. and will be issued to the first 311 people to arrive. North Carolina native Tony Williamson is one of the country's leading mandolin players. Williamson plays homage to North Carolina's deep heritage of traditional acoustic string ensemble music, from the lively dance tunes brought up by early settlers to the supercharged bluegrass style that emerged after World War II through the genius of legendary musicians such as Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs. A renowned collector of stringed instruments, Williamson will feature several vintage mandolins in the concert. Mandolin virtuoso Tony Williamson can sure play, and what he doesn't know about mandolins, nobody does. This is a quote from How Acoustic Musician magazine summed up the skill of a man whose concerts have delighted audiences for over 40 years in every state of the Union and in many foreign countries. His tours have included performances in France, Ireland, Japan, Taiwan, Brazil, and most recently Peru. He brings to the concert stage a love of music, a deep connection to his Carolina roots, and a wonderful knowledge of musical instruments and their history. As a young man, he performed in many bands, including the Bluegrass Alliance, during which he made important contributions to the formation of Newgrass. His credits include performances on stage and or in the recording studio with Alison Krauss, Chris Thile, Earl Scruggs, Bill Monroe, Bobby Hicks, Tony Rice, Vassar Clements, David Grisham, Sam Bush, Mike Marshall, Ricky Skaggs, Jerry Douglas, Don Sternberg, Robin and Linda Williams of the Prairie Home Companion fame. Williamson has also received awards and nominations for many national music organizations, and he has even performed for Luciano Pavarotti. Williamson is the first mandolinist to be featured with the North Carolina Symphony Orchestra, and he is known for his mastery of jazz, traditional, classical, and southern gospel forms. He also continues to be a sought-after studio musician. Again, Tony Williamson, Sound of the American Mandolin, will be performing Sunday, January 12th at the Daniels Auditorium in the North Carolina Museum of History. And again, this performance is free and open to the public. The museum will issue free tickets on a first-come, first-served basis the day of the show. Tickets will be available at the table outside the auditorium at 2 p.m., and the doors will open at 2:45 p.m. and will be issued to the first 311 people to arrive. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you'll listen next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.